The Trip to Bountiful, currently at Capitol Repertory Theater through May 15th, is an American fable. It's filled with people we feel we know and tells a sentimental story at a leisurely pace. Indeed, if Norman Rockwell wrote a play, it would probably look a lot like The Trip to Bountiful. It shows us a world we want to see rather than the world in which we live. It's a world where all people are good when given an opportunity, and even people who hurt other people are not really that bad. The play takes place in Houston, Texas in 1953, where the elderly Cowrie Watts lives with his son, Ludi, and his wife, Jessie May. It's not a happy arrangement. Jessie May does not like Cowrie and is unkind to the older woman. Ludi is too meek to stand up to his wife. Cowrie knows she doesn't have long to live, and her dream is to return to her hometown of Bountiful, Texas. Her family knows she is unable to live alone, and they need her pension check to supplement Ludi's paycheck. Two, what they know is what Cowrie refuses to accept, that Bountiful has become an uninhabitable ghost town. Cowrie plots her escape and in the middle of the night takes a bus to try to return to Bountiful and fulfill her dream of returning to a life that is her own. On the bus, she meets people to whom she tells her story, who in return offer her kindness. On the bus, we learn of her hard life and shattered dreams. Most of all, we learn about Cowrie's dignity, determination, kind nature, and her gentle soul. It's a kind of story that makes you feel so good, you neither notice nor care that it's a little more than manipulative. It's the kind of work that throws in moments of soulful gospel that pulls even harder at the heartstrings. Thankfully, it's only seldom that the sentimentality seems cloying. And truth be told, even though the work is lacking drama and legitimate conflict, they are hardly missed as the play triggers enormous sympathy and genuine compassion for its central character. What legitimizes the material is the excellent work on stage. The Trip to Bountiful would be horridly sappy unless you feel connected to Cowrie. At Capitol Rep, Barbara Ann Howard is ideal for the role. She's a sweet, caring, unassuming victim who never feels sorry for herself. Instead, she believes in herself and the goodness of others. At times, her acting is a little one-note, but when that note is so perfect, why change? The supporting cast is also good. Kevin Craig West is wonderfully subtle in the role of Ludi, as the actor uses the timidity of the character to signal his conflict at being caught between two women he loves. What elevates West's performance is he is able to play the character as passive, without making him appear weak. Almost stealing the show is Sedrina Renee, who somehow diffuses the nastiness of Jessie May. Renee walks the fine line between being mean and being evil. The woman's self-centeredness is almost comical, even her treatment of Cowrie borders on being cruel. Renee so establishes the woman that even when the character blows a car horn off stage, she is an annoying presence. It's all played on Jared W. Rutherford's simple set that magically transforms into Cowrie's old rundown home in Bountiful. Congratulations are due director Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, who nurtured so many excellent performances. Most of all, she captures the heart of the play, which is about kindness and the importance of dreams. The Trip to Bountiful is at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through May 15th. For schedule and ticket information, call 445-7469 or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.